Good morning, and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today, Tuesday, August 12th, is the memorial of St. Jane Frances de Chantal, religious. Our celebrant this morning is Monsignor Lamorte, and this Mass is being offered for the intentions of Christy Otto.
Let us sing together the first verse of our entrance hymn, which can be found in your blue St. Michael's hymnal, number 525, For the Beauty of the Earth, number 525. Please stand.
Prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace to you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, we acknowledge our sins as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who made Saint Jane Frances de Chantal radiant with outstanding merits in different walks of life, grant us through her intercession that walking faithfully in our vocation, we may constantly be examples of shining light. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. When Moses had finished speaking to all Israel, he said to them, I am now 120 years old and am no longer able to move about freely. Besides, the Lord has told me that I shall not cross this Jordan. It is the Lord, your God, who will cross before you. He will destroy these nations before you, that you may supplant them. It is Joshua who will cross before you, as the Lord promised. The Lord will deal with them just as he dealt with Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed, and with their country. When, therefore, the Lord delivers them up to you, you must deal with them exactly as I have ordered you. Be brave and steadfast. Have no fear or dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who marches with you. He will never fail you or forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua, and in the presence of all Israel said to him, Be brave and steadfast, for you must bring this people into the land which the Lord swore to their fathers he would give them. You must put them in possession of their heritage. It is the Lord who marches before you. He will be with you and will never fail you or forsake you. So do not fear or be dismayed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The portion of the Lord is his people. The portion
of the Lord,
is
his people.
For I will sing the Lord's renown. Oh, proclaim the greatness of our God, the rock. How faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways.
The portion of the Lord is his people.
Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your father, and he will inform you. Ask your elders, and they will tell you. The portion of the Lord is his people. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of Israel. The portion of the Lord is his people. While the Lord's own portion was Jacob, his hereditary share was Israel. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange God was with him. The portion of the Lord is his people.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man had 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Matthew, the Gospel writer, is very clear today in his adequate description of what discipleship is meant to be. Someone once said, and I wish I can remember who it was, but it was said that ideal discipleship is defined by a lack of power. And isn't that the essence of what the Lord says to us in Holy Scripture today? Some might know the name Raymond Brown. He was a scholar in Scripture and one whom we studied when we were seminarians. And Raymond Brown put it this way: in the set of values of Jesus, the humble are more important than the powerful. Brothers and sisters, we turn now to our God, who is the source of all goodness, and we present our prayers and petitions. For the church throughout the world, that God will bestow upon her all heavenly graces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our world, that the Holy Spirit will touch the hearts of leaders and inspire them to work for peace and prosperity for all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the unemployed and those who are looking for work and struggle to make ends meet, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all gathered here, that the Lord will bless us and make us holy in his sight, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those who have died in the light of faith, that they soon enter the joy of the heavenly kingdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, look with kindness on your children and hear our prayers as we pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which the earth has given and human hands have made, become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine, work of human hands, become our spiritual drink. O Lord, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Brothers and sisters, pray that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Most merciful God, who were pleased to create in blessed St. Jane Frances de Chantel the new man in your image, and having passed away, graciously grant, we pray, that renewed like her, we may offer you the acceptable sacrifice of conciliation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the saints who consecrated themselves to Christ for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, it is right to celebrate the wonders of your providence, by which you call human nature back to its original holiness and bring it to experience on this earth the gifts you promise in the new world to come. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Body of Christ. body of Christ.
Our communion hymn is number 593, Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all, number 593.
Let us pray. By the power of this sacrament, Lord, we pray, lead us always in your love through the example of Blessed St. Jane Frances de Chantal, and bring to fulfillment the good work that you have begun in us until the day of Christ Jesus, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
We go forth. It's singing number 525, For the Fruits of His Creation, number 525.
For the fruits of it.